Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Peace to you all.
Let us turn together to several Bible verses.
我们翻头一个地方，我翻到更多后书第五章。
Let's first turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
从第一节读到第十节。
We'll read from verses 1 through 10.
我们原知道我们这地上的帐篷若拆毁了，必得神所造，不是人所造，在天上永存的房屋。Verse
1. For we know that if our earthly tent, which is our house, is torn down, we have a building from God, a house not made by hands, eternal in the heavens.
我们在这帐篷里叹息，深想得那从天上来的房屋，好像穿脏衣服。
For indeed, in this tent we groan, longing to be clothed with our dwelling from heaven.
倘若穿上，就被衣襟的时候，就不至于赤身了。Since
in fact, after putting it on, we will not be found naked.
我们在这帐篷里叹息劳苦，并非愿意脱下这个，乃是愿意穿上那个，好叫这必死的被生命吞灭了。For
indeed, we who are in this tent groan, being burdened because we do not want to be unclothed, but to be clothed, so that what is mortal will be swallowed up by life.
为此，培植我们就是神，他又赐给我们圣灵做凭据。Now
he who prepared us for this very purpose is God, who gave us the Spirit as a pledge.
所以我们时常坦然无惧，并且晓得我们住在身内，便与主相离。Therefore,
being always of good courage, and knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord.
因为我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
For we walk by faith, not by sight.
我们坦然无惧，是更愿意离开身体，与主同在。
But we are of good courage, prefer rather to be absent from the body and to be at home with the Lord.
所以无论是住在身内，离开身外，我们立了志向，要得主的喜悦。
Therefore, we also have as our ambition, whether at home or absent, to be pleasing to Him.
因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的，呈或善或恶受报。For
we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive compensation for his deeds, done through the body in accordance with what he has done, whether good or bad.
我们再读14节、15节。Let's
continue by reading verses 14 and 15.
原来基督的爱激烈我们，因为我们想一人弃弃众人，众人就都死了。For
the love of Christ controls us, having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died.
并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃是为替他们死而复活主活。And
he died for all, so that those who live would no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose on their behalf.
请我翻到罗马书第八章。Let's
turn now to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章，读从19节读到24节。We'll
read from verse 19 through 24.
受造之物切望等候神的众子显出来。For
the eagerly awaiting creation waits for the revealing of the sons and daughters of God.
因为受造之物浮在虚空之下，不是自己愿意的，乃是因那叫他如此的。For
the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope.
但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。The
creation itself also will be set free from its slavery to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God.
我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。For
we know that the whole creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth together until now.
不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵出结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得死。And
not only that, but also we ourselves, having the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting eagerly for our adoption as sons and daughters, the redemption of our body.
我们得救是在乎盼望，只是所见的盼望不是盼望，谁还盼望他所见的呢？
For in hope we have been saved, but hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he already sees?
25节。
Verse
25.
But if we hope for what we do not see, through perseverance we wait eagerly for it.
我们最后再看两节经文。
Let us conclude with two more verses.
希伯来书第十一章。
And Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书第十一章第九节。
Hebrews 11 verse 9.
这里是讲到亚伯拉罕，他因着信就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同门一个应许的以撒雅各一样。
And this is speaking of Abraham. By faith he lived as a stranger in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise.
第十六节上半句就可以了。
And the first half of verse 16.
他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡。
But as it is, they desire a better country.
他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡。
They desire a better country.
圣经就暂时读到这里，请弟兄姊妹有点简单的祷告。
This concludes our Bible reading for now. Let us bow for a simple prayer.
主，我们感谢你再一次来到你面前的时候。
Lord, we give thanks to you that as we gather before you once again,
我们再次看见你实在是从岁首到人。 从你都是这样眷顾你的儿女们。
That you continue to watch over your children.
一年一年这样过了，我们都看见你恩典的手仍然在那里服侍我们。
For year after year, we see your gracious hand upholding us.
虽然我们不好，你却把那个最好的圣灵赐给我们，住在我们里面。
Even though we are not good, you have given us the best, the Holy Spirit that dwells within us.
成为我们保惠师，带领我们，来坚固我们的信心。
To be the comforter who will watch over our hearts and keep us.
也许当我们面对一个新的年纪的时候，我们实在愿意一起来到主的面前。
As a new year begins, you continue to draw us near before you.
我们在这里一同仰望，等候你自己继续向我们施恩。
And we gather together and continually look toward you. For you to be gracious to us. We thank you that you are the never changing Lord. You are the faithful one, and from ancient times to now, you are still the Lord. And as we continue to gather in this new year, we ask that you will continue to lead us and guide us, that we will obtain more of you. That the days that pass by would not be in vain, but that we would, that you would, continue to be with us. That all that we do would be pleasing to you.
因此每当我们来到面前的时候，我们在凭信心一同在你面前，也求主的宝血再次洁净我们。
Every time we gather together before you, we'd be in faith and that your precious blood would cleanse us.
你继续施恩，听我们祷告。
Please continue to be gracious to us and hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督名求。We
pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. So brothers and sisters, time truly passes very quickly.
刚上个礼拜弟兄还在说，是2020年的最后一个主日。
And last week we even mentioned that it was the last Sunday of 2020.
我现在转眼七天又过去，又来到新的一年的第一个主日。
And it seems as soon as we turn our head that 7 days has gone by and this is a new Sunday, the first of the new year.
我们都知道去年2020也实在是人类历史当中所没有一件事情就是疫情。And
we know that last year, that in human history there was something that happened and it was the pandemic.
这个疫情呢影响到全球的人。And
this pandemic influenced the entire world.
所有的人的生活方式有一个极大的改变。
And everyone's way of living was greatly impacted.
And
we saw the restrictions on the economy.
丧失的生命是极其多。
And those people that have died are, the number is extremely high.
我历史上从来没有一件事情短短的不到一年的时间的死了那么多人。
And I don't think that there is any event in all of history in which such as, in one year so many people have died from one event.
也使我们基督徒们也不能过一个正常的基础生活，教会生活。
And for Christians, we can't live a normal Christian church life.
我想这样一件那么大事情呢，一定有神的手在其中。
And so I think such a great event must have God's hand in it.
对我们这些属神的儿女们，我想也是一个极大的一个试验。
And for all of God's children, I think this is a great test.
那么就世人来说，同样好像也是这样的情形。
And it is very similar to all the other people in the world as well.
但是对着我们信主的人，可能感受会更多不一样。
But for those of us who believe in the Lord, what we feel and receive might be different.
不仅生活各方面很不方便，受很多限制。
Not only is our lives become more difficult, we have more restrictions.
人在进进出出的时候都是非常谨慎小心。
And as people go in and out, they are very alert and careful.
甚至那恐惧占据。
Because the fear is very near.
我想这实在是一个回极大的一个试验。
I think this is a great, very great test.
但是我想呢，神也是借这件事情来试验、考验我们这些神的儿女。
But I think that God is using these events to test his children.
处在这样环境里面。
The Lord in these circumstances.
面对这样很不容易的一个艰难的环境。
That faced with such difficult conditions.
我们和神的关系到底是如何。
Just what is our relationship with the Lord?
可能我们会因着这样环境，我们慢慢那个里面的生命好像慢慢就落下去了。
Maybe faced with these conditions, that the life within us would shrink.
也许我们因着这个环境，我们里面更有一个依靠神的心。
Or maybe, within us, our hearts would rely more upon the Lord.
所以借着这样的环境来试验我们，让我们看见我们属灵生活、我们属灵光景到底是怎样的情形。
And so.In these times, we can consider just what is our spiritual condition.
在一个正常的时候，可能这些不容易显示出来。
Maybe in normal times, these conditions.
只有到这样一个试炼的一个环境，这样不容易的环境里面，才能够真正把我们里面真正的光景把它显示出来。
Might not be readily visible, but only in these difficult times would it reveal what our spiritual condition is.
我想。作为神的儿女，我想神的确是借这样的事情来试验我们。
And so I think as a child of God, God is using these times to try us.
虽然我们好像可以在另外一种方式里面，在网上有这样一种聚会。
And even though we have this ability to gather together through the internet,
但是我们的态度、我们心情又是如何呢
？But our attitude.And in our hearts, just what are they?
我想这些都是我们需要去思想的。
And I think these are things that we need to consider.
特别在一个新的年日开始的时候。
Especially in this beginning of a new year.
在一个年日转换的一个时候。
At this changing of the year.
我想耶和弟兄姊妹，我们一同来思想，我们应该如何来过我们地上的生活。
So brothers, we'd like to consider just how we ought to live our lives here on earth.
刚刚我们读到希伯来书第十一章那里告诉我们。
We just read Hebrews 11, and there it told us.
亚伯拉因着信，他就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷。
And it says, by faith he lived as a stranger in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents.
所以很显然，借着亚伯拉的事情，让我们看见我们在地上是过个帐篷的生活。
And so through Abraham's experience, we see that we are living on earth as living in tents.
不仅亚伯拉一个人，刚刚希伯来书第十一章那里也告诉我们。
And not just Abraham himself, in Hebrews 11 it tells us.
那里有许多信心的见证人，同样也是过这样生活。
There are many other witnesses of faith that are living that same way.
因为他们在那里呢，承认 自己在地上在世上是客旅是寄居的。
Because they admit themselves that on earth they are strangers and visitors.
所以很显然帐篷的生活就讲到一个在地上过寄居客旅的生活。
And so living in tents means that they consider their life on earth as strangers and exiles.
我们记得主耶稣曾经对那些不信的犹太人说。
And we know that the Lord said to those unbelieving Israelites.
他说你们若是亚伯兰子孙，就必行亚伯兰所行的事。
He said to them, if you are descendants of Abraham, then do the deeds of Abraham.
亚伯兰到底行了哪些事呢？
So what are the deeds of Abraham?
亚伯兰是信神，神就称他为。
Abraham believed in the Lord, and the Lord considered him righteous.
亚伯兰是因着信在应许地，他在那里做客，做客过一个寄居客旅的生活。
And by faith, he lived in the land as a stranger or an exile.
感谢主，圣经也告诉我们，我们因着信也成为亚伯兰属灵的子孙。
We thank the Lord that by faith we are considered the descendants of Abraham.
说我们是亚伯兰子孙，我们是行亚伯兰所行的事情。
Therefore, by calling ourselves the descendants of Abraham, we ought to do the deeds of Abraham.
我们因着信，神称我们为义。
And by faith, the Lord would
我们要因着信，在地上过一个帐篷的生活。
Would call us righteous as well, and we ought to live a life in tents.
所以帐篷的生活，头一个就是讲到一个寄居暂时的生活。
And so living in a tent talks about living a temporary life.
我们知道，若是我们有机会出去外面露营的话，我们就知道什么是帐篷。
And we know that if we go out on vacation, we know what kind of living in a tent is like.
人在露营的时候，就把那个帐篷在那里打几根钉子，把它撑起来，然后就可以住。
And if you go camping, you know you have a tent and you just put down a few nails and then you can live under a tent.
然后住几天以后呢，就把它拆掉，然后就要回家去。
And after you stay there for a couple of days, you can take it down and return home.
所以我们看帐篷是一个没有根基的东西。
So we see that a tent is something with no foundation.
它不像房屋是有根基的，虽然固定不动的，它就是在那里。
Unlike a house, which has a foundation, which is very firm and kind of planted, it cannot move.
所以保罗在这里告诉我们说，我们在这地上的帐篷要拆毁。
So here Paul is telling us that our earthly tents need to be taken down.
这个帐篷也是指到我们这个身体来说的。
And this tent is also speaking of our body.
所以我们现在是住在这个身体里面，这个帐篷里面。
Today we are living in our body, in this tent.
是暂时的，住了几十年，这个帐篷就要倒下去，就要被拆毁。
And it is temporary, and after several decades, the tent will collapse and need to be taken down.
所以这个帐篷是非常脆弱的。
And so this tent is very flimsy.
它是经不起风吹雨打。很容易它就倒下去。
And it cannot withstand the wind, and it can very easily be knocked over.
所以你们看，我们这个肉身是何等的脆弱。
So we see how weak are our fleshes.
随着年岁的增加，慢慢里面身体上就很多毛病就出来了。
And as the years add up, we see so many problems begin to show up in our bodies.
慢慢就衰老，慢慢就衰退，最后就倒了，就过去了。
We may become bowed and stumble, and eventually will fall over and pass away.
我们这外面这个肉身，这个肉体非常脆弱。
And not only is our outward flesh very, very weak.
我里面那个亚当的生命也是非常脆弱。
But the inward life of Adam is also very weak.
有时候好像我们这里里面亚当的生命好像非常刚强，非常硬。
And sometimes we may think that our inward life of Adam is very strong and.
其实我们这里面这个亚当败坏生命是非常脆弱。
And firm, but truly our corrupt life of Adam is very weak.
我们经不起人对我们那种不好的态度。
We can't stand when someone has a bad attitude toward us.
人一句话我们就接受受伤了，受不住了。
And if someone says one thing bad against us, then we may feel, oh, I'm wounded and I can't.
可能我们里面就受了激怒，我们在那里就非常愤怒，我们里面那些败坏的东西就跑出来了。
And so we may be angry, and all the bad things from within us just come out.
所以我们看见这个帐篷是个非常脆弱的一个东西。
And so we see this tent is a very flimsy, weak structure.
所以我们在地上是过一个帐篷的一个生活，是一个聚居客旅的生活。
So our life on earth is living in a tent as a stranger or a visitor.
客旅就是好像一个游客，你到一个地方游玩几天以后呢，你就要回家了。
And living as a visitor, it's as if you're here for a few days and then you go home.
我们不会一直住在那个地方。
You won't always be living here in this.
也许出门的时候住一个最好的旅馆，也是住几天我们就要走了。
And maybe if we go on vacation, we'll stay in the best hotel. We'll only stay a few days and then we'll leave.
所以我们看起来我们这个帐篷要经过几十年以后就要过去了，我们就要回家了。
And so our tent, after a few decades, we'll have to leave.
所以有首诗歌说，这世界非我家。
And so we have this hymn that says, this world is not my home.
这个世界不是我们家。
This world is not our home.
我们知道我们每一个人在地上都有一个家。
We know that everyone on earth has a home.
若是我们住上家，我会把我们的心全力都放在我们家的里面。
In our earthly home, that we will put all of our heart and our effort into this home.
我们把我们所住的地方那个家呀，好好整理，让这个家能够更美好、更舒适，因为我们住在那里，那是我们家。
And we'll spend the effort to make it more fitting for us because this is our home.
但是我们知道这个世界不是我们家。
But we know that this world is not our home.
因为这世界不是我们家，自然而然我们就不会把我们全心全力、心思、力量完全摆在这个地方，摆在这个地上。
And since we know that this world is not our home, we won't put all of our effort, all of our strength in.
因为我们知道这不是我们的家。
Because we know that this is not our home.
弟兄姊妹，什么是我们的家？
What is our home?
哪里是我们家？
Where is our home?
刚刚希伯来书也告诉我们说，我们有个更美的家乡在天上。
Hebrews 11 says we have a better home in heaven.
所以地上的生活，我们心自然而然不会把它完全摆在这个短暂的事物上。
And so we will not put all of our heart on these temporary things.
我们心一定是摆在我们的家里面。
Our heart will always be put in our home.
我们心乃是在天上，所以我们需要常常思念我们家天上的事情。
And so our heart should be in heaven, and we ought to consider.
知道地上暂时的要过去的。
And we know that this world is temporary and will pass.
只有天上才是我们真正永远的家。
And only heaven is our real eternal home.
所以那些信心的见证人，他们在地上过。帐篷的生活说，他们在羡慕那更美的家乡。
So while these witnesses of faith were living this temporary life, they were desiring a better country.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们在地上过帐篷生活的时候
，So brothers and sisters, as we are living in this temporary life,
我们应该是更多，我们应该是更多去羡慕属灵神的事情。
We ought to desire more spiritual things of the Lord.
我们算是愿意更多行神旨意的事情。
We should focus more on the will of God.
这是我们在地上要过的一个生活。
This is the life that we ought to live here on earth.
即使地上好像似乎在有些人来说是一个美好，是一个喜的，有些喜的事情。
And on earth, even though there are things that people say are good or enjoyable,
有多少人好像觉得还不错。
And some people say, oh, this is not bad.
但是呢，很快就过去了。
But truly, they pass by so quickly.
但是实际上，在地上帐篷生活，有多少真是能够让我们心喜悦的事呢？
How many things on earth, as we live in tents, can bring us true joy?
所以我不只是住在这个帐篷里面，我们在这个帐篷里面在叹息劳苦。
Paul says, not only are we living in tents, but while we're living here, we groan.
所以创世纪一开头的时候就告诉我们，人犯罪以后。
So in Genesis, as soon as it begins, it tells us after man sins.
人在那就开始过一个劳苦担重担辛苦。
People began to live a life of labor and hardship.
因着劳苦，人就在那叹息。
Because of this burden, they had to groan.
不仅我们塑造人在那劳苦叹息。
Not only were we the created man, labor and
hardship. 罗马书第八章那里也告诉我们。
Romans 8 there also tells us.
一切塑造之物一同在那叹息劳苦。
All of creation is also groaning.
所以不仅我们觉得人生非常劳苦。
Not only is our human life.
那些塑造那些牲畜，他们也是觉得非常劳苦。
All of created things, all of the beings that were created, also laboring.
年纪小的时候，有时候听那些长辈说这样说。
When I was younger, I heard my elders say these things.
因为他们很辛苦，在那边养儿女、照顾家。
Because they were raising children and caring for their homes.
有时候儿女好像又不听话，又让父母不高兴。
And their children might not be listening to them and cause them to be upset.
所以父母也常常说：“我这是做牛做马。”
Now I am an ox or a horse.
所以你看，世上呢，做牛马比我们更劳苦，更辛苦。
We see that being an ox or a horse is even more laborious than.
所以有时候我们听到马牛抛出声的时候，你知道它是在叹息。
And so we know that when we hear the ox or the horses making noises, that they're groaning.
因为牛在那里还要替人耕种。
Because the ox they have to help the farmers plant their fields.
牛还在那里帮你拖车。
And they're also pulling the carts.
人把许多货物、许多重担放在他们身上。
And people will put all these heavy burdens on them.
那马也是一样，人骑在它上面好像非常奔跑，非常快乐。
And for a horse as well, for a person running on a horse, they seem to be running and enjoying themselves. But as soon as it stops, you'll see the horses there panting. They are laboring even more than we are. And I think that this physical labor is easy to deal with. If we take a break or if we take a nap, we get up and our energy will be recharged. But our inward burdens, our inward labors, it's not something that can be dealt with just by that.
看见人在这个帐篷里面，我们在这个帐篷里面，我们是在叹息劳苦。
And so, as we are dwelling in these tents, we are groaning inwardly. Because we are being pressed upon by this
enemy.
And we are bound by all of our sins.
人里面虚空没有满足，他就觉得苦。
And because of this emptiness within us, it's not satisfied, then we feel.
受许多捆绑，没有真正自由，在那叹息劳苦。
And because we are bound by our sins and we don't have true freedom, then we.
所以我们看见摩西在他的书，他在他的诗，也告诉我们。
So Moses in his song also tells us.
我想摩西的人生阅历是非常丰富的。
I think Moses' life was very fulfilled.
他在埃及王宫里面享受埃及一切丰富荣耀。
When he was growing up in the palace in Egypt, he had all that Egypt had to offer.
但是他也曾经在米甸的旷野过40年那种非常孤单劳苦的生活。
But he also spent 40 years in the wilderness of Midian. He also lived a life of labor there.
所以在他诗篇90篇里面，他这样告诉我们。
So in his Psalm 90, there it tells us.
他说我们度尽了年岁，好像一声叹息。
It says, we have finished our years like a sigh.
我们一生年日是70，若是强壮可到80。
So the days of our life, they contain 70 years, or if due to strength, 80 years.
但其中所惊夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空。
Yet their pride is only trouble and tragedy, for it quickly passes and we disappear.
便如灰而去。
For it quickly passes and we disappear.
我想这一篇是可能是亚摩西在80岁的时候所写的。
And I think this is a psalm that Moses wrote when he was around 8 years old.
说不管他生长在生活在埃及的那个荣华富贵的王宫里面。
And so when he was growing up in the glorious palace of Egypt,
或在米甸的旷野牧养他岳父的羊群，
or when he was in Midian out shepherding the herds of his father-in-law,
不管是顺境逆境，
whether it was the past or
顺利或是不顺利，
whether it was easy or not.
他说所人生惊夸从夸耀就是什么就是劳苦愁。
He said that his life, the only pride that they had was trouble and tragedy.
没有一件事情值得他夸耀的。
And there was nothing for him to boast about.
所夸耀就是一声叹息。
His only boast was a life full of sighing.
我想这实在是人生最真实的写照。
And so I think this is the truest representation of human life.
但是我们看见，当摩西，最后40年，他整个生活境界就不一样了。
But I think for Moses, the last 40 years of his life was completely different.
因为他经历了人生全面的80年。
Because he saw his first 80 years.
他觉得在那所经过不过是劳苦愁烦。
And he saw that all he had was trouble and tragedy.
所以在后面的40年，他愿意与神的百姓一同受苦在旷野。
And so for his last 40 years, he was willing to suffer with the people of Israel.
他在服侍神的儿女，神的百姓。
And there he served God's children, God's people.
他按着神托给他，他在带领以色列百姓走旷野的道路。
And there he walk the path of the wilderness with.
那就是说，后半面的40年，他是在服侍神。
So his last 40 years, he was serving the Lord and serving the Lord's people.
所以我们看见，我们是神的儿女，和世人一样，我们也是在肉身里面，在这个帐篷里面，我们也会叹息劳苦。
And so we, like Moses, are living in these tents, and we would also.Grown and sigh.
但是感谢主，我们信主以后。
We thank the Lord that after we believe in Him.
主在那应许说，还劳苦担重担的可以到这里的安息。
Those who are weary and burdened can come and find rest with Him.
我们可以将一切的忧虑卸给他，卸给神，因为他顾念我们。
We can give all our burdens to Him because He will watch over us.
我想这是我们和世人不一样的地方。
And I think this is a place where we are different from the rest of the world.
虽然我们是在这个帐篷里面生叹息劳苦。
Because even though we are living in tents and suffering in tires,
但是我们却能够过一个有盼望的生活。
But we can live a life of hope.
所以在罗马书第八章，刚我们所读过圣经，他这样告诉我。
And so in Romans 8, the verse that we just read, it says,
他说我们这些初结果，圣灵初结的果子也是自己生叹息。
It says the fruit of the Spirit is also there, sighing.
不仅一切受造之物都在叹息，我们这些圣灵初结的果子也一同也在叹息。
And so not only is all of creation there groaning, but all of us having the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves grow up
in our
hearts. But there we are waiting eagerly for our adoption as sons and daughters. The redemption of our body.
雅各书告诉我们说，我们神在所造万物当中，我们好像是初结果子。
James says that we are like the first fruits among his creation.
因为神在所有所造万物当中，神先拯救了我们。
Because out of all creation, the Lord first chose to save us.
所以我们就是像初结果实一样。
So we are like the first fruits.
但是有一天主再来的时候，这个万物都要复兴。
But one day when the Lord returns, all of creation will be renewed.
这万物都要蒙到救赎。
And all of creation will be saved.
就是像罗马书第八章告诉我们说，那些受造之物，好像他们也是在等候神种子显现。
As it says in Romans 8, all of creation is waiting for His return.
他们好像也是知道有一天，当神的种子，我们这些神的儿女蒙救赎的时候，他们也要蒙到救赎。
So that when all of God's children are being, they also will be saved.
所以我们这些蒙恩的人，我们真的是等候得到儿子的名分，身体得赎。
So all of us who are the first fruits of the Spirit, we wait for our adoption of sons and daughters.
我们从加拉太书第三章那里告诉，第四章那里告诉我们说，我们得救的时候，我们已经得到儿子的名分了。
You know, like Galatians says that when we are saved, we have received this adoption.
因为我们从律法底下被救赎出来，我们得到儿子的名分。
Because we've been saved from under the law and we have been adopted by the Lord.
神差他儿子的灵进到我们心里面。
God sent the Spirit of His Son to be within us.
叫我们能够叫阿爸父。
We may call him Abba Father.
So we're
no longer slaves, but children. We are his heirs, and we are people that will receive an inheritance. So as soon as we believe, we have already become adopted as
sons.
Which means that as we were saved, we have this position as his children.
But Roma 书第八章讲到我们得儿子的名分，乃是讲到我们身体的得赎。
But here in Romans 8, it says our adoption as sons, the redemption of our body.
那就是有一天主来的时候，我们要从死里复活，得着一个身体，复活身体。
Which is to say that one day, after we died in our resurrected, we will receive this.And we will put on this eternal home.
这是一个荣耀身体，这是一个不朽坏的，是一个强壮，是荣耀一个身体。
This is a body that will never perish or suffer rot, and it will.
而到那个时候，我们才能真正享受儿子这个名分所带给我们的福分。
And we can enjoy the blessings that.Being a child of God,
在基督里面一切丰富的，到我们来接身体的时候，我们才真正能完全享受。
And only then, with the redemption of our bodies, can we fully enjoy all that is in store for us.
所以我们看见这是一个荣耀盼望。
So this we see is a glorious hope.
虽然我们在这个帐篷里面，我们会叹息，我们会劳苦，但是我们是有盼望的。
Even though we're dwelling in this tent, we may sigh and be burdened, but we have this hope.
不信的人，他只能真叹息。
Those who don't believe can only sigh.
他们没有这个盼望。
They don't have this hope.
只有蒙恩的儿女，我们是有这样盼望的。
Only children saved by grace.
所以当在这个帐篷里面的时候，保罗说我们是深想得那从天上来的房屋。
And so, because we have this hope, we are awaiting this.This home from above.
里面有一个渴望，要得着这个房屋。
And we have this hope to obtain this dwelling.
得着这个身体的救赎。
This salvation of the body.
好像在这里也有一种叹息。
And it seems here there's also a sort of sigh.
就像我们看见许多那些爱主的神的儿女们，那些弟兄姊妹们。
As those brothers and sisters that truly love the Lord.
历世历代都有这样的神的儿女。
And through all the generations, there are such,
像他们里面有另外一种的叹息。
They have this different kind of sighing.
那不是一个地上的叹息。
It's not an earthly sighing.
当他每天早晨一起来的时候。
And every morning as they wake up.
他们在那叹息说。
They sigh and they say.
主怎么还没有来？
Lord, why haven't you come yet?
当一年过去，新的年日一到的时候，他们又在叹息。
As soon as one year passes and the new year arrives, they sigh.
怎么主还不再来？
Why hasn't the Lord returned yet?
弟兄姊妹，我们是不是有这样一种叹息？
But just we have this sigh within us.
我们是不是在叹息，在切望主快的来到？
Do we truly desire for the Lord to come quickly?
因为他一来的时候，死掉的人就要从坟墓里面出来，就要复活，得到那个荣耀升起。
Because those, as soon as he returns, those who have died will rise from their graves and have this new resurrection body.
这个荣耀身体和主的荣耀身体是相似的。
And this body of glory and God's glory will be of the same.
所以彼得在他的后书里面也是这样说。
So in 2 Peter he also says this.
他说主来的日子，那是有行止的都要被烈火烧消化。
As soon as he comes,
那些物质的东西都要被烧烧。
All the elements will be destroyed with intensity.
地和地上物都要烧尽。
And the earth and its works will be burned.
他说这一切既然都要如此消化。
So all these things would pass away.
那么为人当就当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔。
So what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness?
切切仰望神的日子来到。
And we truly desire for the Lord's day to come.
就看许多圣徒，他们里面心中有一个渴望，有一个切望，主的日子快来到。
And so we see that. God's people have this desire for the day of the Lord to come.
当主来到的时候，我们就要穿上那不朽坏的身体，那个永存的房屋。
So we want to put on this heavenly dwelling, this body.
所以弟兄姊妹，不错，我们在这个帐篷里面，我们还是会有叹息，我们是会有劳苦。
And so even though we are in this tent and we will have this groaning and sighing.
但是我们不是单单停在那个叹息的里面。
But we will not just stop at this time.
我们乃是在那等候主的再来。
We are there waiting for the Lord's return.
我们在那等候得到这儿子的名分，叫我们身体得赎。
And we are waiting for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. We are preparing ourselves.
我们在那里过一个敬虔圣洁的生活。
We're living a godly, holy life.
我们得救就是为了这个盼望。
And our salvation was for this hope.
我们得救不是单单好像罪得赦免，不需要下火无地狱灭亡。
Our salvation isn't just to be saved from being cast into the fire.
我们之所以是，我们之所以拯救，我们得救了，我们就是为了这个盼望。
The reason the Lord saved us was for this hope.
有一天主再来的时候，我们身体要得赎。
That one day when the Lord returns, our bodies will be redeemed.
那时候神儿子的名分才能完全实际的应验成就在我们身上。
And only then can the Lord's will be made complete within us.
为了这个缘故，
for this reason,
今天神先把圣灵赐给我们，在我们里面做一个凭据。
But the Lord first sent the Holy Spirit to us as a pledge.
圣灵在我们身上打上一个印记，做一个记号。
The Holy Spirit has stamped us with His mark.
那我们看见我们都是属主的人。
So let us see that we belong to the Lord.
将来我们是借这个圣灵这个凭据，我们可以得到基业。
And by this mark of the Holy Spirit, we can receive an inheritance.
这个圣灵就是一个保证。
And so this Holy Spirit is a pledge.
保证当主再来的时候呢，我们要得到那个基业，得到那永远的产业，就是荣耀身体。
That when the Lord returns, that we will be able to receive this inheritance, which is the redemption of our bodies.
所以感谢主。
So we give thanks to the Lord.
我们虽然活在这个帐篷里面，活在这肉身里面。
Even though we're living in this tent in our flesh.
我看到地上的确充满了许多不容易的事情。
And we're still living in this world filled with so many difficulties.
我们的确也在叹息。
And we are still here sighing.
但是我们在那里是有个荣耀盼望。
But there we have this glorious hope.
世人没有这样的盼望。
And the rest of the world doesn't have this hope.
因为他们没有将来，他们没有永远。
Because they don't have a future.
因此我们有这个盼望。
Because we have this hope.
所以保罗说我们立了一个志向，要得主的喜悦。
And so Paul says, we are trying to live a life pleasing to the Lord.
所以我们在地上过帐篷的生活里面应该有个志向，就是要得主喜悦。
And so, as we're living in tents, we should have this desire within us to be pleasing to Him.
他说，无论是住在身内，离开身外，我们都立了志向要得主喜悦。
It says, therefore, we also have as our ambition, whether at home or absent,
无论我们住在身内，我们还活着的时候。
Whether we're at home, when we're still alive.
或是我们离开身外，好像我们过去的死掉。
Or absent, which means we're as if we have already passed away.
里面都有个志向，乃是要得主的喜悦。
We should have this ambition, which is to be pleasing to Him.
在罗马书第十四章那里也告诉我们说。
So Romans chapter 14 it also tells us.
我们活着是为了主，我们死了也是为了主。
We live for the Lord and we die for Him as well.
我们若活或死，总是主的人。
Whether we live or die, we are the Lord's.
因为主是用重价买了我们归给他。
Because He has redeemed us at a great cost.
就不再是自己的人，我们是属于主的人。
Because we are no longer our own persons, we belong to the Lord.
因为要在我们身上要荣耀神。
And so in our bodies, we have to give glory to the Lord.
什么是志向呢
？So, what is
什么是志向？
Okay.
这个志向呢，在那个 NASB 里面，它把它翻作野心。
I think it's talking about the word ambition here.
是一种野心。
And so, is this an ambition?
在 NIV 圣经把它翻作一个 goal， 是一个目标。
And in the NIV translation, has it as a goal or.
我们看见地上有许多那些有学问、有才干、有能力的人，他们也有野心。
And so we see in the world today, those who are smart and have they are serious. They have these goals.
他们盼望成为一个大企业家，他们盼望能够有很大的一个成就。
They have these desires to be successful in life.
他们一个目标要去追求，要达到。
They have a goal that they pursue and they want to obtain it.
对，他们倾全心全力，他们去追求，他们盼望达到他们那个目标，他们野心得到的成就。
And so they have this desire in their hearts to follow their goal and to obtain it.
我们知道那不过是一个属世界的一个野心。
And so, we know that this is an earthly, goal or desire.
保罗也有个志向，也有个野心。
But Paul himself also has this, this ambition. This.
但是他不是要成为一个有名的神学家。
He doesn't want to be a famous scholar.
他乃是有一个神圣的一个野心。
He has a God.
要去追求。
He has a God-given goal. He's pursuing.
圣奥古斯丁曾经说过这样的话。
Saint Augustine said this once.
人里面是有不满足。
Man has this dissatisfaction within themselves.
所以他要追求让他里面得到满足。
And so he's pursuing everything to try to satisfy his heart.
但是我们儿女里面也有一种不满足。
But God's children also have this dissatisfaction.
但是这种不满足是一个神圣的不满足。
But this dissatisfaction is a heavenly or holy.
这个不满足不是地上世人那种不满足。
It's not a dissatisfaction coming to this world.
它里面有个神圣不满足，他要去更多认识主耶稣基督。
This heavenly dissatisfaction is for us to know even more the Lord Jesus.
他愿意更多得主的喜悦。
And to obtain more of his inheritance.
他盼望主更多得到他。
And they want the Lord to obtain more of him.
我们看见保罗心中也有个不满足。
So we see Paul himself also has this discontent.
他这个不满足不是要去追求地上那些许多事物。
And his discontent is not to pursue all these earthly things.
他这个不满足呢是知道他不完全。
It is because he knows he is incomplete.
他需要更多认识基督。
He needs to know even more the Lord Jesus.
这是一个神圣的不满足。
This is a holy discontent.
弟兄姊妹，这是神所喜悦的一种不满足。
So this is the holy discontent that the Lord desires from us.
所以保罗在那地有个志向，他在那个野心有个目标。
So Paul here has this ambition, this goal that he set for himself.
他要得主的喜悦。
He wants to be pleasing to the Lord.
所以当主把这个福音的指示托付给他的时候。
So when the Lord gave him this burden of the gospel,
他再来说，我就照样讲，不是要讨人喜欢。
He says, "So I share not to be pleasing to people,
而是要讨那查验人我们心的神喜欢。
But to be pleasing to Him, who examines our hearts."
虽然反对力量是那么大
，and so even though the opposition is so great,
但是他仍然照着。主给他的福音的托付照样讲。
But because of the gospel, the burden of the gospel the Lord gave to him, he spoke.
他不用那些谄媚人的话来传讲。
He didn't speak the words that were pleasing to people.
他心里也没有贪心。
And he didn't have a worry in his own heart.
他照主的心意在那传福音。
According to God's own will, he shared the gospel.
当那些犹太教那些律法主义时
，So when those Jewish rulers and scholars, and, you know,
把福音的真理这么更改了、曲解了
，When they tried to change the gospel,
把我写信给哥林加太的众教会
，He wrote letters to the Galatians, Corinthians, and all the churches.
他说：“若有人传福音给你们，与我们所传的不一样。”
Says if anyone shares with you a gospel that is different from what we share,
就该受咒诅。
They ought to be rebuked.
该受咒诅。
They would receive
punishment. 我是要得人的心呢，还是要得神心
？Am I here to please man's heart or to please God's heart?
我其实讨人的喜欢呢，我若是人就讨人的喜欢，就不是基督的仆人。
If I seek to please people, then I am not a servant of the Lord.
因为一个做仆人的人，他只有个心愿，就是要讨主他主人的欢喜。
Because a slave can only seek to please his master.
所以他写信去给加太众教会，这样更正改正他们错误。
And so he wrote a letter to the Galatians to correct their errors.
即使人在那逼迫他反对他。
And even though people were there opposing him.
因为他知道他是基督的仆人。
Because they knew he was a servant of Jesus.
他只有心愿，只有个野心，只有目标，就是得主人的欢喜。
He only has this one ambition, this one goal, which is to seek to please the Lord.
底下他告诉我们。
So following on, it says,
因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来。
For we must appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
个人要按着本身所行的或善或恶受报。
so that each one may receive compensation for his deeds done through the body in accordance with what he has done, whether good or bad.
因为有一天，每一个人都要站在基督的台前受审判。
Because one day everyone will need to stand before the judgment seat of Christ and receive judgment.
在这里，基督台前不是讲到得救灭亡的一种审判。
This is not a judgment, regarding salvation, whether you are saved or cast into destruction.
启示录二十二章那里讲到一个白色大宝座，那是一个永远的审判。
So Revelation is there speaking of this great white throne.
那是永生永死的一个审判。
Which is the judgment of eternal life or eternal.
将来在这个白色大宝座面前的人。若是名字不在羔羊的册子生命册上，他就要永远的沉沦。
And before this throne, if your name is not in the book of life, then you'll be cast out.
那是在基督的台前。
But before the judgment seat of Christ,
是人在那里是不是能够按照他所行的善或恶受报
？And they'll be recompensed according to whether they did good or bad.
在那是讲到是不是能得主的赏赐。或在受责备、受亏损。
Is there where they would receive praise or rebuking from the Lord?
所以弟兄姊妹，有一天我们都要站在基督的台前。
So, brothers, one day we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
所以今天我们在地上生活、工作，我们都要经过那一天的基督的台前。
So, all the life that we live today will eventually pass before the judgment seat.
所以保罗在更多前书第三章那里告诉我。
So Paul says in 1 Corinthians 3.
保罗在那里，他好像个工头，他在立了一个根基。
That there he has begun a work and he has built a foundation.
就是耶稣基督这个根基，没有人可以立别的根基。
Which is this foundation, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, and no one else can build any other foundation.
而人在这个根基上，在那建造一个工程。
And so people are building on this foundation of building.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们得救以后，我们都在这个根基上，在那做一个建造的工作。
So brothers, after we're saved, we are all building upon this foundation.
我们在那建造一个工程。
We're building this structure.
这个工程就是讲到我们生活、我们侍奉、我们工作。
And so the structure that we're building is our life, our work.
那里有人是用金银宝石，有人就是用草木禾秸在那建造。
And some are building with gold, silver, precious stones, and others with wood, hay, or straw.
但是有一天有火要显现出来。
But one day their work will be revealed by fire.
要试验个人的工程。
The fire will test the quality of each one's work.
撑得住的就要得赏赐。
If anyone's work which he has built on it remains, he will receive a reward.
被烧毁就要受亏损。
If anyone's work is burned up, he will suffer loss.
但是自己却要得救。
But he himself will be saved.
那就是说，就是仅仅得救而已。
Which is to say, he is only saved.
因为他在地上这个帐篷的过生活的时候，他的生活工作经不起这个火的试验，完全被烧毁。
Which is to say, while he was dwelling in tents here on earth, that his work.
我们看见那里有不同的材料。
So we see here these different materials.
那都是讲到个性质的问题。
This is a question of faith.
不是量的问题，数量的问题。
Or quality, which is not a question of quantity.
所以我们可以看见，原来我们侍奉工作呢，不是根据外面做多做少。
And so our work is not judged by whether we did a lot or a little.
不是内容性质是什么
？But the inner quality of that work.
我想这些草木禾秸是非常便宜的。
So I think wood, hay, or straw is very cheap.
一点钱就买了很多，你不需要付什么代价。
And with a little money, you can buy a lot of it, so you don't have to pay a great cost.
但是那些金银宝石是贵重的，你必须要付上很多代价，你才可以买到一点点。
But gold, silver, precious stones are expensive, so you have to.Pay a great cost to only obtain a little.
所以，弟兄姊妹，我们今天生活侍奉神，不是看我们外面做多少。
So our service to the Lord, the Lord is not seeing how much we do.
乃是我们的侍奉是性质是什么
But the quality of our service
是属灵的还是属血气的、
Whether it is spiritual or of flesh and blood
是个天然生命肉体所做的
Is it from、our heavenly、spirit or our flesh and blood
还是出于圣灵的工作
Is it from those the work from the spirit
这些有一天都要显露出来
And so one day, all of these things will be revealed.
这些有一天火要试验
And will be tested by fire.
所以我们看见今天地上有些特别当时前面的弟兄姊妹我们看见他服侍的时候
And so we see many brothers, especially those that have come before us.
他们生活严谨侍奉也是非常严谨
They live a very restricted life and even the service seems restricted.
他不随意行事
They don't do things carelessly.
从外面看好像他们工作也不多好像也没什么成就果效。
But outwardly it seems that maybe they don't do a lot of work and it doesn't seem to have、a lot of fruit.
但是他们因为知道神所要的工作性质是什么。
But since they know the, what the Lord desires from, of their work.
是出于人的还是出于神的
Whether it isof man or of God.
为了那一天的日子，他们是非常严谨的、谨慎的，在那里来服侍、来生活。
And so for that day before the Lord, they are very carefully, working and serving for the Lord.
我们诗本372首。
In our hymn books, hymn 372.
我想每一次我唱到这首诗歌的时候，我实在很受很大提醒。
And every time I sing this hymn, I have this reminder.
特别在第五节里面
Especially in verse 5.
他说我今每日举目希望
I'm daily gazing at the light.
审判台前亮光
Out of his judgment seat.
因我所有生活工作那日都能耐服
And all my living and my works may stand the test of fire.
作诗的人
This hymn writer.
他每天都一直在举目看那个基督台前那个举目
So the hymn writer is daily gazing at the light of Jesus' judgment.
当他看基督台前那个一个木画木的时候，它里面就有亮光。
And so when he sees the judgment seat of Christ, he has this light within himself.
他盼望有一天他的生活工作都能够经得起我的试验。
That he has this hope that one day all his life and his works may stand the test of the fire.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在需要常常有这样一个念目，有这样一个心念。
Brothers and sisters, we ought to have this desire, this ambition.
我记得我年轻的时候
I remember when I was young.
我信主以后
After I believed in the Lord.
我常常都是在注意到那些年长的弟兄姊妹
I considered all of those elderly brothers and sisters.
我不是在他们身要在他们身上找他们毛病
I wasn't trying to find problems in their lives.
我一直在注意到他们是怎样在那追求服事。
I always looked at how they pursue the Lord and serve the Lord.
甚至他们的穿着我也都在注意。
And even the clothes they wore, I always paid attention.
王吧。
当然神是不看外貌的。
I know the Lord doesn't look on the outward things.
但事实上从一个人穿着上我们就可以看见这个人那个里面真实的属灵光景是怎么样。
But, for us, if we look at a person, what they wear, we can see a little bit of what their spiritual condition is like.
像今天也是一样。
So like today as well.
从人的穿着里面我们就稍微可以看见这个人是属于哪一种阶层的人。
Looking at the clothes a person wears, we can see, you know, a little bit of what kind of person they are.
我们看见那些那些淫邪的人。
We see all of these
赢一切，就是像那些比如说表演的人，那些艺人。
Yeah, so all these actors and celebrities.
你看他们所穿着就是不是一般人会穿的。
And we see the clothes that they wear is not what regular people would wear.
所以他们穿着就看出他们原来就是那种人。
And so we see from their clothes that they are that kind of people.
虽然这是一个小小的事情。
But so even though this is a very small thing.
所以同样神的儿女也是一样。
So likewise with God's children.
我们不是看一个人他到底穿得好，穿得是不是怎么样贵重。
We're not looking to see if the clothes they wear is good or somehow expensive.
但是保罗书信也提到我们穿着问题。
But Paul's letters also talk about the issue of our clothes.
只是简短的几个经节就是。
Just a few short verses.
因为这些不是圣经的重点。
Because these are not the focal point of the Bible.
但是他偶尔提了一两次。
But he still mentions it.
彼得也提过。
Once or twice, and Peter himself also mentions it.
因为从一个人穿着里面就显出他在神面前那个态度是怎样。
Because we can see from the clothes the person wears what their attitude towards the Lord is.
所以我们可以看见我们在地上的生活，我们需要严谨，不是随意的。
So we have to see that our lives on earth need to be restricted and not to be carried
around. 常常真是活在这个审判台前的亮光。
So we have to live before the light of the judgment seat.
我们生活，我们工作。
Our lives and our work
一定会有调整的。
Would automatically be adjusted.
所以当我活在这个帐篷里面过地上区区客旅生活的时候。
So as we live our lives in tents as strangers, foreigners.
我们就是有一颗心智，有一个心愿，就是要让主得喜悦。
So we have this desire, this ambition that the Lord will be pleased.
保罗最后还告诉我们有一点。
And finally, Paul concludes with this point.
乃是在那里为这个死而复活主。
That we live for this Lord that has died and resurrected for us.
原来基督的爱激励了我们。
For the love of Christ controls us.
因为我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
Having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died.
并且他替众人死，是要叫那些活着人不再为自己活，而是为替他们死而复活主。
And he died for all, so that those who live would no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose on their behalf.
因为主替我们死。
So the Lord died for our sake.
是为了叫我们这些人能够替他而活，或是为他而活。
So that all of us would live for him.
保罗说是因为基督的爱激励了他。
Paul says it is the love of Christ that compels him.
基督的爱是怎么样的爱？
What kind of love is the love of Christ?
就是当我们还做罪的时候就为我们死。
And while we were yet sinners, he died for us.
神的爱就向我们显明出来。
And therefore, God's love was revealed to us.
我们知道神是爱。
Now that God is love.
所有爱都是从神而来的。
And all this love is from God.
爱是一个情感，是一个情感的东西。
Love is a very precious moving.
所以当一个爱显出来的时候，我们会感受到那个爱是非常甜美的、甜蜜的。
And when His love is revealed to us, we can see that His love is sweet.
是一个非常柔和的。
It's very comforting.
让人在好像也非常有享受。
And it is very enjoyable.
但是爱有时候显出来是一种力量。
Sometimes love is revealed as a sort of strength.
这个力量在它里面推动它做一些事情。
And that strength causes him to do things.
是人不愿做也不肯做的事情。
That people normally wouldn't be willing or want to do.
甚至一些危险的事情
or even some dangerous things.
或是说那个力量是叫他能够忍受一些苦楚
or it could be strength to endure certain hardships.
所以有时候我们看见有一些父母对神对他的儿女显出来爱，里面是一种力量。
And so we see sometimes the love of a parent toward their child is revealed as.
有时候我们看报纸登说有一个房子火烧了，结果他父母发现他儿女还在里面。
And so you know maybe in the newspaper will say you know there's examples of a building whose house is on fire and the parents discovered their children are still on fire.
他赶快不怕，就赶快冲进去要救他的儿女。
And without fear, they'll dash into the building to save their children.
因为里面有个爱的力量推动他。
Because they have this strength of their love within them pushing.
推住他。推住他。
To push them towards.
所以我们看这个爱是非常有能力的。
So we see. This love has great power.
因为保罗就是有这个能，有这样的爱能力，在他里面激励他，冲击他。
So we see here that for Paul, this love of Christ compels him or controls him.
叫他不再为自己活，乃是为那死复活主。
That he no longer lives for himself, but for him who died and rose on his behalf.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天人生活在地上。
My sisters, our lives here today on earth.
基本上我们都是不是为别人活，就是为自己活。
If today we're not living for other people, we're living for ourselves.
我们年轻的时候好像都是为儿女活。
And if when we get older, it is living for our children.
辛辛苦苦好像都是为了儿女。
And whether we are suffering or feel joy, it's for our children.
所以有时候到年纪大的时候呢，有时候听到。听到这样的话说，不要再为他们忙了啦，他们都大了，都是说有还有第二代，你让他们自己去负责。
Sometimes we'll hear people saying that, our children are grown, you shouldn't worry about them so much. They have their own second generations after them. We should let them.
多留点时间给自己。
You should save some time more for yourself.
以前都为他们活，现在开始可以为自己活了。
We used to live for them, now we can.And to live for ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是为别人活，也不是为自己活。
That is, we don't live for other people or for ourselves.
我们信主以后
，After we believe in the Lord,
可能我们生活方式没有太大的改变，可能都是一样。
Maybe the way we live our lives has changed a lot. Might still be the same.
我们只需要在那边辛勤工作，糊口养家。
We still have to work and you know.Make a living to.
但是当我们蒙恩得救以后，我们怎么态度不一样了，我们心境也不一样了。
But after we are saved, our attitudes should be completely different.
不然保罗在哥罗西书第三章那里给我们一个非常好的一个原则。
Paul in 2 Corinthians gives us a very good example.
什么是为主活
？What is to live for the Lord？
什么是服侍主
？What does it mean to serve the Lord？
虽然保罗在那里是讲到一个做仆人怎样服侍他肉身主人的一个事情。
It is as a servant of the Lord, he talks about how he lives as a slave. What do you mean to be a slave?
他说你们做仆人的要凡事听从你们肉身的主人。
But you who are slaves, you have to listen to your earthly masters.
不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的。
And not just on the face, seeking to please people.
总要存心诚实敬畏主。
But in all things, giving glory to the Lord.
我们看见在这里，把一个仆人服侍他若是主人，跟敬畏主连在一起。
So here in Colossians, actually, Colossians 3, He links being a slave with fearing the Lord.
他不是单单在侍奉那些眼前那些肉身的主人。
And he's not just obeying his human masters.
不是好像只是讨他们喜欢而已。
And not just to please them.
他乃是告诉我们说，你要存心诚实敬畏主。
He says, but with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord.
底下那一节范围就更大了。
And the following verse shows it even more.
他说无论做什么都要从心里做，像是给主做的。
Whatever you do, do your work heartily as for the Lord.
不是给人做的。
And not for people.
因你们知道从主那里必得着基业为赏赐。
Because you will receive an inheritance of the Lord. Verse 24.
你们所侍奉的乃是主基督。
That it is the Lord Christ whom you serve.
感谢主，主给我们那么大的恩典。
We thank the Lord that He has given us this great grace.
这样咱无论做什么事，都是从内心做，好像是给主做的。
And all that we do is for the Lord.
主说，若是这样的话，我们就要从主那得到赏赐。
And if we serve in that way, then we will receive a reward from God.
我们在做那些事情的时候，我们就是好像，我们就是在侍奉主耶稣基督。
And if we do it that way, we are serving the Lord Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹，什么叫为主活？什么是侍奉主？
So brothers, what does it mean to live for the Lord?
有时候不在乎外面那些事情本身是什么。
And it's not always outwardly what we are doing.
我们常常以为说，在教会这些事情才是侍奉主。
And we may think that only our service in the church is serving the Lord.
有时候的确是。
And sometimes that is true.
有时候不一定是是。
But sometimes that's not true.
主在这里告诉我们说，无论做什么，都要从心里做，好像是给主做的。
It says, whatever you do, do your work heartily. As for the Lord.
在地上过生活的时候。
So every...As we live our lives here on earth.
的确我们有许多人该尽的本分该做。
There are some things that we ought to do as people. Just.
不管是工作，不管是家庭，各方面。
Whether it is work or family or any circumstance.
在与人接触当中。
And just in our daily lives.
愿每一件事情我们都是从内心做，是为主做的。
All these things we do from our heart for the Lord.
咱们做每件事情的时候，从我们身上能够显出我们的确是神的儿女。
To reveal that what we it is through what we do that we are God's children.
让人看见我们这些属神的人的确是不一样。
Just to show that you know for those people that belong to the Lord we are different.
叫主得到荣耀。
The Lord receives glory.
叫主的名被称赞。
That the Lord's name would be praised.
感谢主。
We give thanks to the Lord.
今天在地上过寄居客旅帐篷的生活的时候。
As we live today as strangers and foreigners dwelling in tents.
我们在越过越看见地上人生很快就要过去了。
Now we see that our earthly lives would pass away very quickly.
但是今生过去我们知道还有来世还有将来。
But evenIf our lives pass away, we know there's still the days to come.
这才是我们更需要注意的。
So these are the things that we ought to pay attention to.
是弟兄姊妹，当我们活在地上，住在这个帐篷里面的时候。
So our sisters, as we live today in these tents,
我们里面实在有一个即刻那个渴望声响，要快快得着那个天上永存的宝物。
We have this desire to quickly receive that heavenly dwelling.
我们盼望主再来说，我们身体就得赎了。
That when the Lord returns, our bodies will be redeemed.
这朽坏了就要过去了。
And this corruptible will pass away.
不再缠累我们了。
It will no longer hinder us.
我们要穿上那个永存的房屋，是坚固的，是永远的。
We'll put on that the eternal dwelling.
是荣耀的。
Which is glorious.
这是我们在地上唯一的盼望。
And this is our only hope here on earth.
我们每一个人都有这样的盼望。
And each, every one of us has this hope.
我们每一个人应该在切切仰望那日子快快临到。
And each, all of us should desire for that day to quickly come.
并且我们也真是能够到那日的时候能得到他的称许。
And on that day we would receive a praise from him.
所以我们今天在地上过生活的时候，我们必须要过个敬虔圣洁的生活。
And so we ought to live a holy and godly life today.
无论做什么事，都是从内心做，像是给主做的。
And all that we do it from the heart as to the Lord.
这是我们在地上帐篷生活该有的情形。
And so this is the condition of our lives, living in tents. As,
求神下去带我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
请领会弟兄带我们做解释祷告好吗？
May our leading brother conclude us in a word of prayer. 啊 ，Let's bow for a word of prayer.
我们低头祷告。
Dear gracious Heavenly Father,
恩典的主,
Lord, we truly thank you for the message that was shared with us this morning.
实在心中感谢你今天早晨向我们所说的话。
Lord, please give us this faith, Lord, as you blessed and called Abraham unto yourself.
主啊，把这样子的祝福赐给我们，就像你当初在那里呼召亚伯拉罕。
Just as Abraham dwelled and sojourned in the land of promise.
像亚伯拉罕在这个寄居之地寻找这应许地的时候。
Dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob.
他在那里过帐篷的生活，与以撒、雅各。
Or he sought a better country.
他在那里寻找那个更美的家乡。
Whose builder maker is God.
是神所造的。
Oh Lord, may you strengthen us and keep us, Lord, in your will and in your hand.
主啊，保守坚固我们在你的计划和你的旨意当中。
Lord, help us to follow you by faith.
让我们凭着信心来跟随你。
Lord, as Paul stated, Lord, that these bonds and afflictions, Lord, that we experience in this life, Lord, that they do not move.
我们今生所经历的所有的这些试炼和苦难不会动摇我们的信心。
Lord, may they not move us, Lord, as we live our lives.
我们在地上生活不被摇动。
Lord, just as Paul stated that he does not count his life dear unto himself.
就像保罗所说的那样，他不把这个现在所得着的以为完全。
Or that he may finish his course with joy.
而是他能够向着标杆努力地奔跑。
Oh Lord, may that be our deepest desire for each one of us.
求主也让那个成为我们里面深处的信心和目标。
Help us, Lord, in all of our ways to please the Lord.
在所有我们所做的一切上面都是为了讨你的喜悦。
Lord, that we may receive the reward.
叫我们能够得着这个赏赐。
And the redemption of our bodies.
我们的身体得赎。
Lord, we truly again thank you and praise you for all the glory and honor belongs unto you.
再一次我们把感谢赞美归给你，荣耀归给你。
Continue to mold us and use us for your purposes.
继续的在那里做工，使我们成为你合用的器皿。
We thank you and things in your most precious and holy name.
祷告是奉你宝贵圣洁的名。
Amen.
Amen.